Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
I'm glad to come back and meet all of you again in this CD series, the teaching, the foundation on how to be a Christian and how to walk with God. This is the second CD on the series called Lifestyle of Devotion. If you haven't listened to the first one, I strongly recommend you listen. Get the CD from the church and listen to it. Or you can contact us at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You can email us or you can call us at 206-275-1042 and we have the catalog of CD that you can listen. And this series is to help you lay down foundation of how to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ as a believer. In the last CD, we learned that we need to fully devote our life to God. And we know how to pray. We learn about principle of prayer. And today we will continue to learn how to spend time with God in prayer and also in reading the Bible. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we ask your Holy Spirit to speak to us through this teaching. Your Holy Spirit is the great teacher. You are, Lord, the one who reveals the truth to your people. May your anointing come through this CD, that your people will understand the importance of spend devotion time with God, and they will be hungry to meet you. They will be thirsty for the Spirit of God and hungry for the Word of God, and they will love your presence. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I would like to encourage all of you to really set aside time to spend quality time with God every single day. And when you pray, you need to really focus on talking to God and don't have any distraction. The Bible talks a lot about prayer, actually. It's one of the very big subjects in the Bible. The Bible says that we are a house of prayer for all nations. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we should spend time talking to God and listening to God. Jesus also taught a lot about prayer. Paul talked about prayer in the Bible as well. I give you example in Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Luke 21, verse 36. Be always on the watch and pray, that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. So Jesus encourages all of us to watch and pray. You see, we need to be alert spiritually. We need to know what is going on around us. If you don't pray, you may have a spiritual sleepiness. You may become lethargy, become sleepy or coma in your spirit. But if you keep yourself awake and watch all the time, you won't see the scheme of the enemy. You will know what is going on. You will know that you sin against God and you need to repent. You will get direction from God. So that's why Jesus say, watch and pray so that you can walk and run the marathon of your faith to the end. In Matthew chapter 26, Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, Jesus talk about prayer again in here. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Is it true? You know, we know that our body is weak. And we like to sleep more. We like to sleep in. We don't want to get out from our blanket to get up and pray. You know, whenever we want to read the Bible or pray, we tend to have a lot of distraction. But the spirit, our spirit is willing to meet God, but our body gets a lot of distraction all the time. That's why we need to determine to watch and pray. Luke chapter 10 verse 2, what did Jesus say about prayer? Luke chapter 10 verse 2, the Bible says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest therefore to send out workers into his harvest field. So when you pray, you also pray and ask God to send more laborers and workers into the church, into the kingdom of God, into the ministry. We should ask God to add more people into the church to get the job done in the end time. God's work needs people to do it. You know, God still uses people like you and me. So we ask God to send more people. We ask God to send more workers into Seattle, into Japan, into Thailand, into the nations, so that the work of God can get done faster. Look at another example, what Paul talked about prayer. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, and intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings, for all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. So in other words, we need to pray for what? For our king, our president, our governors, our teachers, our pastor. We pray for the leaders all the time so that the society or the community will live in peace and in godliness. Amen. So nothing wrong about praying for the leadership in our society. Pray for your dad. He is the leader in your home. Pray for your mom. Pray for your teacher. Pray for the leader in the church. Not only that, we should pray for our enemies. When I say enemies, I don't mean Satan. Satan will never repent. I'm talking about praying for human enemies. People who talk bad about us. People who persecute us. People who gossip about us. People who hurt our feeling. We pray for them. Amen. So please, from now on, create the lifestyle or habit of spending time with God in prayer. But not only prayer, we should also devote ourselves to the Word of God. We should read the Word of God. We should study the Word of God. We should meditate on the Word of God. In Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. The Bible say what? King David say, God's word gives direction for each step we take. It gives wisdom for our long-term plan. The word of God is useful in guiding us day-to-day actions as well as long-term life goal. Amen. So if you want to be successful,
And in fact, God wants you to be the head, not the tail. God wants you to be successful in everything you do. You must make a decision to look at the Word of God, study the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, memorize the Word of God, and put it into practice. The Word of God is the foundation, is the boundary. The more the Word of God you store in your soul, your spirit, the easier the Holy Spirit will work with you. Because the Holy Spirit can work with you only at the level you know and at the level you have faith for. How can you have faith for something you never heard of or you have never believed in? Faith come by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. So if you want the Holy Spirit to work with you in the area of healing, you need to know the Word about healing. If you want the Holy Spirit to work with you in the area of seeing your loved ones, your relatives, your mom and your dad saved, you need to read the Bible to have faith so that when you pray for your mom and your dad, the Holy Spirit can work with you and start to do something to move in the house of your dad and your mom. You see what I mean? So the Word of God is very important. This morning, I should share with one members in the church. I don't remember who now. One person called me and say that the Word of God really in the CD really encouraged her. And I say the same thing. I say that, you know, I noticed one thing. If I stop listening about healing for a while, my faith about healing start to kind of be shaken. So I need to pull the tape out and listen, or CD out to listen about healing. If I don't listen to the CD about revival for a while, I start to get slow down in the area of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So you can see that the Word of God come in and quicken our faith to move on, to go to the next level and to keep on going. Burn, make the fire in our life, in our heart. May the Holy Spirit in our life can work with us when the Word of God keep being injected or received into our spirit and our soul. Amen. So every time you feel your faith start to go down, you need to listen to the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God out loud so that you can hear in your own ears. Amen. It's very important to believe that the Word of God or the Bible is God's inspired. God inspired His servant to write the Bible 1,000 years ago, a couple thousand years ago. And every word that was written in the Bible, every single verse is true and absolutely reliable. Amen. And the Bible is the final authority in our life. I want to encourage you that even though the truth in the Bible can be backed up by experiences, but don't use experiences to be the principle above the Word of God. I give you example. The Word of God says you should not joke with an unbeliever. And somebody may come to you and say, young people, but I have experience that I just date a non-believer and I marry him or her. And one day she or he gets saved. Follow my way. Go and look for the unbeliever girlfriend, boyfriend. Then that what another word, if you follow that direction, you are following that person comments, opinions, and experiences. Don't do that. It doesn't happen that way all the time. A lot of people get married, a non-believer, but the husband and wife never get saved for years and years and years, and that person suffer. So don't use human experiences as your foundation and your standard or your guideline of your life. I make a decision, everything I do, I use the Word of God as my guideline. Amen. we need to transform our mind with the Word of God. I give you example. One time I go to a care group and somebody make a mistake in the care group, in running the care group. I have two choices. Criticize that person that he or she did a wrong thing. But then the Holy Spirit remind me in the Bible. If I criticize, I judge, I follow my own flesh. But then because I know the Word of God, the Holy Spirit reminds me that instead of judging, why don't you appreciate him or her? And at least think this way. At least this person sitting in the care group tried to do something good for God instead of going out there having fun, drinking beer, and have a party. Oh, I calm down right away and say, okay, I'm not going to judge. I'm going to appreciate this person. I'm going to love this person. I'm not going to judge this person. You see, the Word of God is our guideline, not your emotion, not your feeling, not your experiences. But again, I want to say that your experience, you can have experiences, whatever is mentioned in the Bible. You can have experiences of healing. You can have experiences of speaking in tongue and the touch of God and the mercy and the goodness of God, abundant life that Jesus was talking about. Amen. The Bible, the Word of God is life. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 47, Moses talked about the law of God. This is what Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 47. They are not just idle words for you. They are your life. The Word of God will bring life to you. The Word of God helps you and me to be prosperous and successful children of God. Amen. Are you glad to hear that? That we have a powerful weapon in our hand, the Word of God. Psalm chapter 119, verses 98-100. The Bible says, your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. You know, your pastor cannot be with you all the time. Your husband, your wife, your leader cannot be with you all the time. But two things can be with you all the time. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God that you accumulate in your heart. You can go anywhere in the world. You have the Word of God in you. Money may not be with you. The checkbook may not be with you. But the Word of God is with you and the Holy Spirit is with you. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. Amen. The Word of God gives us wisdom. The Word of God helps us to make correct and good decisions. Amen. In everything we do, we all face circumstances in our life every single day. And we make decisions all the time. Is that right? Today, I can make a decision that this hour, I can just watch TV, playing game, or I can make a decision to spend time with you to teach the Word of God. You make decision every single minute what you're going to do, how you're going to respond to people, how you're going to respond to a situation. And the Word of God is a guideline to give you wisdom to be able to respond to the situation or to people wisely. How to answer people's question. Amen. Okay. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Consequently, faith. How many people want to have faith? I want to have faith. I want to please God. Faith is so important. Faith comes from hearing the message. And the message means the Word of God is heard through the Word of Christ. If you want to have more faith, eat the Word of God a lot. Partake the Word of God. Read it out loud. Speak it. Meditate on it. Repeat it. Listening to the CD again and again. I'm very amazed at how Christians in Bangkok, listen to our CD 5 to 10 times. And one of the new believer there named Boy, he graduated from Seattle here. He went back. He told me that every time he got attacked by Satan, he would pull out our CD series called The Activities of the Enemy. He got mad at somebody, so he will pull that CD out. He listened, then he forgive that person right away. So you see, the Word of God really help us to have more faith in everything we do. It's the food of our spirit. Can you run a long race marathon without stopping and eating or drinking some water and eating some food? Do you think you can run for 3 days without eating? No. If you want to run the marathon of your spiritual journey, you need to eat the food all the time. And the food of your spirit is the Word of God. It will give you victory. Amen. It will help you, your eyes to be bright, to be strong. If you don't eat food for a while, your eyes become blur. Have you ever had that experience? When your glucose, your blood level, the sugar in your body go down, you could not think, you feel sleepy, your eyes kind of blur, you cannot see well. Very hard to concentrate. The same thing. The Word of God help us to have sharp spiritual eyes. Amen. So, look at what happened to Jonathan in 1 Samuel chapter 14. He went out into the battle. Jonathan went out to the battle in verse 25 to 29. 1 Samuel chapter 14, verses 25 to 29. The entire army entered the woods, and there was honey on the ground. Honey is food, is that right? It represents the Word of God. They saw the honey oozing out, yet no one put his hand to his mouth, because they feared the oath. But Jonathan had not heard that his father has bound the people with the oath. So he reached out the end of the staff that was in his hand and dipped it into the honeycomb. He raised his hand to his mouth and look at the outcome. His eyes brightened. When you eat the spiritual food, your spiritual eye, Jonathan's physical eyes became brightened. Your spiritual eyes became brightened. You can discern. You can tell this person come with the wrong motive or not. You can discern that this person I should marry to or not. You can discern what church you should go to. You can discern what school you should go. You can have the sharpness of your eyes to see what investment you should put money on, what job you should choose. Amen. Your eyes brighten. Amen. Then one of the soldiers told him, "Your father bowed the army under a strict oath, saying, 'Cursed be any man who eats food today. That is, the men are faint. That is why the men are faint.'" Jonathan said, "My father has made trouble for the country. See how my eyes brighten when I tasted a little of this honey." Wow. If you test the Word of God all the time, your spiritual eyes will be brightened. Praise the Lord. Amen. God always has specific message for you when you read the Bible. He will speak directly to your spirit. He will transform your mind. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Another reason that we should know the Word of God is that the Word of God is like a double-edged sword. It will come into your thoughts, your attitudes. It will judge your heart attitude. to see that you have the right attitude or not. What you thinking? It's like a mirror. That when you look at the mirror, you see yourself that your hair is messy, your face look dirty, oily. The same thing. When you read the Word of God, you will see yourself, who you are, where you are right now in your spiritual walk. Are you loving God? Are you hungry for God? You know, it's like a knife come in and cut to see. You know, sometimes in surgery, I'm a surgeon. Sometimes you don't know what is going on inside the body, but you know that something wrong inside that causing the symptom. We have to do, we call explorative surgery, operation. You explore, you cut open, go in there and see what is going on. You know, the Word of God is like a knife cut into your spirit, cut into your soul, cut into your marrow, and explore and find the demon in there, find the wrong attitude in there, find your disobedient and rebellious attitude, and you repent. And you find out that, oh God, I'm not obedient to you. I need to change my mind now, my way of life now. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. People without hope will go nowhere. We need to have hope in life. And the Word of God will give you endurance and encouragement. The Word of God will really build the faith in you that when you face circumstances that sound like there is no way to go, sound like hopeless, sound like, oh, my life just break down right now. I cannot go on anymore. Things go wrong. I have setback in my life. I feel that I fail. But when you read the Word of God will pick you up and say, I encourage you. The Lord will encourage you through the Word of God and say, rise up, stand up, and go on again. And just believe that I never desert you. I never forsake you. I never leave you alone. You're going to be okay. Go on. Get up and run again. You see, the Word of God, many times in the ministry, I want to give up because I see problems. Sometimes bad things happen in the church, no matter how we try to serve God and obey God, because the devil attacks the church too. Sometimes we spend so much time and people still criticize and leave the church and you feel discouraged. Should I go on? And then the Word of God will pick me up again, because God say like this, I will build my church and the gates of Hades or hell will not prevail against it. Son, go on. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't quit. You know who is the winner. The winner is not the one who never falls. The winners are those who never quit. If you never quit, you will never be defeated in the kingdom of God. So you don't quit. And the Word of God gives you encouragement to go on and on. So I want to encourage you that if you feel discouraged, instead of running away from the Bible, go and read the Bible more. Because the Bible will be your encouragement. Amen. John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. The Bible is so powerful. When you take the Bible, when you read the Bible, when you partake the Bible, when you listen to the sermon, the Bible comes in like a sword of the Spirit, powerful to really cleanse you, clean you up, sanctify you, make you more holy, make you more pure, make you live a holy life. Is that right? I have to admit that. In one sense, I'm very, very proud of the members of our church. Our members are extraordinary people. I think because they really love the Word of God. They listen to the sermon. They read the Bible. They study Bible together in a care group. They have one-on-one Bible study with their shepherds or their mentor. I noticed that our brother and sister in the church are really, really godly people. You know, I don't see goofy people in the church that much. Most people, majority of our members, are holy and righteous and really fear God. I'm so blessed to be a pastor of this church. I'm speaking this truthfully from my heart. You know that you are a rare kind here in this church. Very rare. Amen. Why? Because all of you love the Word of God and you study the Word of God seriously. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. All scripture is God's breath, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. When we become a Christian, a part of the package, you know, like the same thing when I get married, a part of the package is that I need to provide my wife and my kids that they can have money to eat. I cannot just marry a woman in the house and then say, I'm sorry, I cannot feed you. It's a package of marriage. The same thing, when I get saved, I know Jesus. Part of the package, I become His servant. And I serve Him. And the same thing to you. I want to encourage you to get involved in any ministry in the church that you feel God called you to do. Serve God. But in order to be a soldier of God, in order to serve God effectively, victoriously, you need to get into a strict training. The Bible says that the Word of God is good for training in righteousness. That's why we have the class once a month on Tuesday called Ministry Training Class, that I will focus on teaching the Word of God in the area of the ministry. Because I cannot teach about ministry on Sunday. We have all kinds of people sit on Sunday services. So I cannot talk about ministry on Sunday all the time. I need to meet the needs of the congregation. But a group of people who are serving faithfully in the church need to be fed in the area of ministry. So we use the Word of God to help them, to train them to be a good servant, how to handle situation, how to lead the care group, how to lead people to Christ, how you're going to be good evangelists, all these things. You grow up, you learn, you train yourself by receiving the Word of God into your life. Amen. Look at another scripture here. John chapter 5, verse 39. In John chapter 5 verse 39, Jesus said, "These are the scriptures that testified about me." In other words, the scripture or the Bible or the Word of God will help us to know Jesus more, to know our God. I want to emphasize one more time that the most important person in Christianity is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the center of our faith. Even though now what we do in life today, day-to-day basis, we are really cooperating with the Holy Spirit. But again, we cannot downgrade or downplay the person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Every time I heard any preacher talk about Jesus a lot, my spirit just jumped up. I love it. That's why I love evangelist Mike Francine, because he talked about Jesus all the time. It really built my spirit up. I don't like people who emphasizes denomination, the name of their own ministry, emphasize their, you know, their reputation, human thing. I don't like to emphasize human. I want to emphasize Jesus. Because actually, everything that come to us, the abundant life, the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the blessing of God, comes through Jesus. Actually, He already did the job for us. He died for us. He paid the price for us. We just receive those goodness and those things of God, the blessing of God, through faith and by obedience. faith and obedience. That's it. We don't have to do anything anymore. Actually, the price has been paid. Another word is almost like somebody walk to you and give you the key. This is the key of a new house. You want this house? I give to you. Your job is to obey, to do the condition of the person who's going to give you the key, and you grab the key and believe that this house belongs to me, open the key, open the door, and get in and live in that house. And this is done by Jesus on the cross. He is the most important person in the world, in my eyes. Amen. That's why you need to study the Word of God. By the way, Jesus paid for that house already for you. He paid it. It's all paid, pay off. So that's what I try to give comparison so you have clear understanding what Jesus did for you on the cross. He has done it. Religion say you do. Christianity is done. It's done by Jesus. Study the Word of God will help you to know Jesus more. It testified. Actually, the Old Testament and New Testament talk about Jesus from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. Everywhere in the Bible talk about either prophetically to the future or talk about now, what talk about the Messiah or the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Anointed One. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up. Everyone say, grow up.
Grow up.
Yes. We need to grow up. And how we grow up? We need to feed ourselves with spiritual milk or spiritual food. All of us still compared to the perfection of God or the glory of God, we are all still immature. We still have a long way to go. We are under God's construction. And God wants us to grow up. And how to do that? We need to drink milk. We need to take solid food of the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God. Actually, this lesson is a milk just for baby. After you become more and more mature, you're going to listen to CD, listen to sermons, study the Word of God in another aspect. Actually, I want to recommend you to get the CD, two CD series, a series of two CD called The Bible is the Word of God. In that set of CD, I talk in detail, why do we believe that the Bible is the Word of God? It's already been done in our church. So you can get that CD and listen to it. It will help you intellectually to understand that the Word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word of God gives us strength, gives us growth, maturity. Amen. Actually, no one in the world has been able to discover every truth in the Bible yet. The Bible contains wealth of spiritual revelation. If you can ask anybody, any Christian who have studied the Bible for many years, they will tell you that it is still teaching them every single day new things. And in fact, even the same subject, like faith, for example. When you read the Bible, you go from faith to faith to faith. From love to the next level of love, next level of love. Talking about the Holy Spirit, subject of Holy Spirit, you're going to go deeper and understand deeper and deeper of how the Holy Spirit works with you and in you and through you. So, it's so much to learn in the Bible. Don't think that you graduate, please. Don't think that you will graduate in 5 years. This is a lifetime study of God's treasure, the Word of God. Amen? So, when we study the Word of God, our faith will be strong so that we can face many circumstances in life. The Bible says, in this world, Jesus said, in this world, you will have troubles. Why we still have demons on earth? We still have sinners on earth? Trouble either come from the devil or come from other sinners that attack you or do bad things to you. But Jesus said, I have overcome the world. And in the book of 1 John say, we overcome the world by faith. How can you have faith if you never read the Bible? Faith comes from reading, studying, hearing the Word of God. Amen. You want to be an overcomer? You need to know the Word of God. Like those people in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, they all are the heroes of faith. You remember Hebrews chapter 11? Go and read that. Actually, before the Bible talk about, before the writer of Hebrews talk about the heroes of faith like David, Samuel, Samson, Gideon, Barak, Moses, and all these people. In verse 6, the Bible say, you cannot please God without faith. So faith is important, and the Word of God will give you more faith. Amen. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Peter said that, be ready, be prepared to give an answer. How are you going to be ready to witness for Christ and tell people why you believe? What is the foundation? What is the truth in that you hang on to? If you don't know God's word, you don't know the Bible, you will not be ready to give testimony or to give the reason of your faith. You need to defend your faith. That's why you need to study the Bible. Amen. Get all the CD, get every single CD in the church. Listen many times. Read the Bible every single day. Study the Bible seriously. Meditate on the Word of God. Amen. And your life will be strong, healthy, and successful. You remember the Bible say in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 20 to 22, my son, pay attention to what I say, what God say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Wow. The Word of God is in your eyes all the time. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them. How many people want to find life? Do you want to find life? It's in the Word of God. And health. Actually, the Hebrew language means medicine to man's whole body. If you keep learning, studying, keeping, storing the Word of God in you, you will be healthier than the normal population out there. Amen. I believe that I will not grow old fast, and I will not get sick easily. In fact, it has been proven for many years already that I look younger than age and I have not been sick that much at all. Why? Because I'm a man who loves the Word of God. And I store up the Word of God. I really love the Word. So the Word of God is the medicine to my body. Keep me healthy. Amen. I'm going to live a long life. I honor my parents. I serve God. I love the Holy Spirit. I let the Holy Spirit touch me all the time. Oh, it's awesome. Amen. So I want to encourage you to love the Word of God. The Word of God is compared to the sword of the Spirit. If you look at Ephesians chapter 6, talking about the armor of God, and there are two kinds of weapon, defensive weapon and offensive weapon. You know, when you put the shield up, the shield of faith, talking Ephesians 6:10 to 18, talking about the armor of God. The shield of faith is defensive. But look at the defensive. In other words, you use like a bullet, a rocket to fight against the enemy. The Bible says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So the Word of God is like a sword that will be a weapon for you to fight against your enemy, demons, Satan, the world system, and your own sinful nature. Amen. That's why when Satan tempted the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus did not say, Satan, do you know who I am? I am a son of God. I was born in Joseph's house. Did he quote his title? No. What did he say? It is written. It is written. It is written. Amen. So, I want to conclude this teaching by encouraging you to maintain your daily devotions to God. How to maintain it? Number one, you need to practice discipline. Do you notice that when people get a job, they practice discipline to go to work on time and to get the job done, because otherwise they will be fired from the job. Discipline is a part of life, that you know how to control your time, how to use your time wisely, and you tell your body, I need to get up now to brush my teeth and go to work on time. The same thing, you need to discipline your own body and your own life to get up and read the Bible and pray to God. That's why God told the Israelite in Deuteronomy chapter 12. He said like this, these are the decrees and laws you must be careful to follow in the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess. As long as you live in the land, destroy completely all the places on the high mountains and on the hills and under every spreading tree. You see, God said, go in, discipline, take action. You need to do something about your spiritual life. Otherwise, you need to obey the law. You need to get rid of all the sin, get rid of all the idols and bad stuff in your life. You must not worship the Lord your God in their ways. In other words, don't practice ungodly way. But you are to seek the place, the Lord your God. You are to seek the place. In other words, you need to find a room that you can sit down to worship God and to spend time with God. The Lord your God will choose from among all your tribes to put His name there. Amen. And then the Bible says that then in the presence of the Lord your God, you and your families shall eat and shall rejoice in everything you have put your hand to, because the Lord your God has blessed you. If you love the Lord your God, spend time with Him, pray to Him, listen to Him, obey Him, listen to the study the Word, obey the Word, practice the Word, you're going to rejoice. You and your family will have enough to eat. He will bless the work of your hand. Amen. God promised you that if you discipline yourself, you study the Bible, read the Word, pray, it will pay off later on, because the Lord's hand will be upon you and He will bless you. Not only that, it's good to set a definite time, set aside a time to spend with God. Look at what Daniel did when he was in Babylon. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. Now when Daniel learned that the decree has been published, in other words, the king told people not to bow down before God or pray to any God, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, wow, Daniel, a very busy man, the prime minister of a country, three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. So in other words, Daniel, all the days of his life, he had set aside the time 3 times a day to spend time with God. That's why he's a powerful man, had a lot of vision and dreams, interpret dreams, and, you know, because he's so close to God. Amen. I want God to use me in a powerful way, like Daniel. Amen. Maybe in a different manifestation. Amen. Not only that, you need to have good Christian friends around you to remind you all the time. That's why it's good to have good friends in the care group, to have a Bible reading program together, or you can ask your friend to call you and wake you up in the morning, or maybe you can talk to each other, or last night when you pray, what God speak to you, and you can have a pray journal. You have a book that you can write down every single day what God speak to you, what God answer your prayer. I think this will help you to maintain your devotion time to God all the days of your life. Amen. So I want to encourage you to start to practice what you learn in this teaching. Devotion to God, pray, and read the Bible on a daily and regular basis. I know sometimes you are tired. I know sometimes you are busy. But do the best you can to spend time with God every single day. So you know, sometimes I'm too busy. I don't even have time to kneel down. At least I pray in my car. I try to read the Bible whenever I can. But I try to discipline myself to spend time with God and talk to God every single day. Amen. And your life, one day, God spoke to me like this. He said, if my people in the church spend devotion time every day, as a pastor, you will see less problem in the church. Sometimes it's so basic, ABC. We see so many problems in the church because God's people in the church do not spend time with God. And a lot of symptoms: fighting, quarreling, gossiping one another, getting mad, complaining, blah, 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 happen in the church. It's a symptom of sickness, spiritual sickness. If people spend time with God every day, they will be healthy spiritually. You will see less complaining in the church, less fighting in the church, less division and a lot of problems in the church. So I want to encourage you, if you want to stay healthy, spend devotion with God. Amen. I love you, and I pray that you will be able to study Bible with your mentor in your care group and go to church to every Sunday, except you have emergency or something. We understand. God understand you. Try to get into the presence of God as much as you can. Get into the prayer line. When you go to church, drink the water, the living water of the Holy Spirit. Listen to the sermon carefully. Get the CD. Listen in the car. Pray to God. Worship God. Get the worship CD and just worship God. Amen. Love God, and your life will be like the sun that shines, like a star that shines, the light of God into your school, into your classroom, and people around you. Amen. May God bless you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for giving us the book, your Bible, for us to study and to read and to put into practice. Father, thank you, Lord, that you give us the privilege to talk to the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, anytime, any day, in any circumstance. And you speak to us all the time, Father. We want to tune in our ear to hear the voice of the Spirit every single day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. I am Pastor Da, love you, and see you in the church this Sunday. God bless you. Amen.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206 275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington 98040. Thank you very much.